You're listening to SBS News.
A strong warning from the German Chancellor. Angela Merkel has used her speech at the 55th Munich Security Conference to criticise unilateral decision-making by the US and fiercely defend the importance of multilateralism and alliances. As the US attempts to exert pressure on its allies to withdraw from the nuclear deal with Iran, Chancellor Merkel made it clear Europe will stand by the agreement, revealing a widening gap between the approach of the US and its allies. The German leader told the audience, including US President Mike Pence and Ivanka Trump, that she too is concerned about what Iran has been doing in the region, but that pulling out of the deal may only worsen the situation.
I see the ballistic missile program, I see Iran in Yemen, and above all I see Iran in Syria. And the only question that stands between us, the United States of America and the Europeans on this issue, is do we help our common cause, our common aim of containing the damaging or difficult influences of Iran by withdrawing from the one remaining agreement? Or do we help it more by keeping the small anchor we have in order maybe to exert pressure in other areas?
Daraus vielleicht auf anderen Gebieten auch Druck zu machen.
The deal offers Iran sanctions relief in exchange for limiting its nuclear program. The International Atomic Energy Agency has said all signs indicate that Iran has done nothing to violate the agreement. Speaking immediately after Chancellor Merkel, Mr. Pence says it's time for European allies to stop undermining the US when it comes to Iran.
Well, we've had very frank discussions about the Iran nuclear deal here in Munich and in Poland. We called on our European allies to stop undermining U.S. sanctions against Iran, to join with us in further isolating Iran economically and diplomatically.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who helped negotiate the Iran deal, thanked the German leader and defended the agreement. He made a point to criticize the America First approach to foreign policy.
The America I see does not wish to turn our back on the world or our allies, our closest allies. Indeed, the American people understand that it's only by working in cooperation with our friends that we are going to be able to harness the forces of a rapidly changing world, to mitigate their downsides and turn them to our collective advantage.
The dispute between the US and China over concerns around intellectual property theft was also on display, with Mr. Pence calling for America's allies to protect telecoms infrastructure from Chinese involvement.
The United States has also made it clear that China must address the long-standing issues of intellectual property theft, forced technology transfer, and other structural issues in China that have placed a burden on our economy and on economies around the world.
Senior Chinese official Yang Jiechi retorted cynically, noting that the US should be more confident in its own capabilities and also more respectful of its European allies. He warned US allies against blindly following the US in condemning Chinese technical companies, noting that the US is motivated by its own self-interests rather than what is best for its partners.
I hope some Americans will have a little bit more confidence in themselves and be a little bit more respectful to other people, people in the so-called old world. People all know where their interests lie.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.